It's just a joy to be involved in the kingdom of God. And Brother Rick Miller, you just look like you're overflowing. You got a word of a testimony for us or something like that? He always does. I'm going to give him the mic real quick. And I just felt like Brother Miller's got something for us.
I love my pastor. He can pick on me and get away with it. In Jesus' name. I just remember going upstairs at the office on Monday afternoon because it was payday. And I knew I had a good month. And we speak that declaration about sales and commissions and bonuses and checks in the mail. And a lot of you don't really know. If you sit close to me, I'll go, sales and commissions, sales and commissions, sales and commissions, because that's how I live. And I went upstairs to get my paycheck Monday, and I was like, Lord, I know what it should be, but man, thank you, Jesus, you're good. Whatever it's going to be in my envelope, it's going to be good. And let's just say it was about 40% more than that I thought. Needless to say, we're making some debts, demolished, and paying off some bills. But God is good, and you just put your faith in him, and we've had a great, great time with Brother Hernandez and Sister Hernandez and the whole family, and I was just overwhelmed with joy watching and listening to them. But every message he had was just enlightening and just touched my heart. And, you know, put faith in God, trust in him, and he will provide. In Jesus' name, I love Brother Grogan. He can pick on me anytime. Bless this church. Amen.
I told you he had something to say. That's pretty amazing if you were here. I believe it was Friday. Was it Friday night when we had the earthquake? That's pretty amazing as the black lights started shaking, and then all of a sudden the speakers started moving, and several ran to the foyer. Of all places, running to the foyer where the chandelier can get you. I saw a video. That thing was moving. And it probably lasted about 15 seconds. We just started moving, and a lot of you started praying, and I don't think you were praying really because of Brother Hernandez. I think you were praying because you were afraid. and then Brother Hernandez, like Brother Hernandez does, he goes, oh, was that an earthquake? So he knew it was, but amen. Thank God for the revival we had. I do challenge you. Every service at Abundant Life Center is recorded. And so I challenge you, get on podcast, and there's several messages, several preachers on there. And I don't know how many years it goes back, but you could just start hearing the Word of God. Something about listening to the Word of God, it starts to enrich your life. It starts to give you strength. It starts to encourage you. That's what the Bible says happens when you start listening to the Word. Faith starts igniting, and you start realizing, I can make it. God's on my side. It's not over yet. Amen. Many months ago, we started a series, and it seems like I've just been hit and miss on this, and we haven't been so consistent on it. But I think the last time I hit it was it's on Because We Are His. And we've already talked about hair, and we started a little talk about the apparel and what we wear and being modest. And so I just felt like tonight that we'll just kick it into part two or part three or whatever part that is. Sissy looked at my notes and she's like, oh my goodness, because I had scripture after scripture, and I think I have 2 pages of scripture. And I said, well, we probably won't get all of those, but we're going to try in Jesus' name. I will be cognizant of your time, and I do understand that the more we say, the less you remember, and so I will try to keep it sweet. And someone did say this, that when you run out of soap, just quit rubbing. And so we're going to try our best to give you what the Lord has. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. So everything we wear is a very much part of who we are. We talked about that. We talked about what goes on, and that we're a reflection of him. And we understand that God accepts us just the way we are. And we thank God for that. But I do understand that not only does God accept us the way we are, but that God also has times in our lives to start growing. And I know we all like babies, but we can't all be babies. We have to grow up at one point or another. Is that correct? You know, many times you'll see a baby, what? Just in some diapers and running around with their binky or their bottle. And I hope that you have matured enough or you're not running around in your diapers with a binky in your hand. But you have understood that as things start progressing, you start learning and growing. So we're going to dive into the Word of God to find out, because really, you've got to go by the Word of God. Back in the day, you know, they just said, well, you're going to do this because I told you. And if you didn't do it, they'd call you out. But I thank God that God's given us a roadmap, a guide, and that's the Word of God, and we're to pattern our life after that. And so I want to make sure that what we do and what we don't do is written in the Word of God. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Because I believe that everything comes from a willing heart. And if you'll have a willing heart, you'll learn to follow the simplicity of the Word of God, and it'll be evident in your clothing and in your appearance. When you see somebody that has prayed at the altar and have truly repented and has been speaking in tongues, and there's a different aura about them. I haven't seen anybody, Brother Rudy, and maybe you have, but I've never seen anybody that ever received the gift of the Holy Ghost with a frown on their face. Now, I've seen people crying, but they're happy when they're crying. And so the Bible says that the carnal mind can't discern the things of spirit. So when people come to church, they're like, what's going on? Why are they crying? Why are they running? Why are they so happy? Because they no longer carry the guilt and the anxiety and the depression and the fear and the loneliness. God's traded all that away and given us love and peace and joy. That's why we smile. That's why we're happy. That's why the Word says it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And so when you get God inside, you start saying, you know what? I'm going to start governing my life after the Word of God. Not after what thus saith the flesh or thus saith the carnal man, because the carnal man is enmity between God. I want to make sure that I follow after God. And so somebody said this, that if external holiness in dress is not developing in the life of a believer, then immaturity, a worldly spirit, or an incorrect teaching is to blame. Thus, the tragedy of most churches is to teach people how to become Christians while not teaching them how to live as Christians. There's a big difference. I'm going to tell you how you become, but we need to learn how to live. Because if all we do is become a Christian, we do it on Sunday night, Sunday morning, and Wednesday, and revival. And when we're out there, the world can't tell a difference. Because all we have done is put on the cloak of religion. And we've sung our songs and went through our Pentecostal traditions. See, we want to jump on other religions because of their traditions and because of what they do. But if we're not careful, we'll have the same traditions as they do. Because all we have learned, Brother Rudy, is how to become a Christian and not how to live as a Christian. Because the result, there are many sincere believers who are sincerely doing what is wrong before God, because all they've learned was to become and not to live. And so my prayer for myself and my prayer for you is that you would learn to live for God. Not because of me, not because of mom or dad, not because of your friends, not to appease anybody, but you would learn to live for God because you love Him. Because if you love something, you're going to do your best to please them. Do you remember? I remember when I tried to court that little girl a few years ago. Many times I walk into my house and I look at that wedding picture and I'm like, whoa, where'd that guy go? You know, they've been putting on Facebook recently the age apps, and I just have to look at my picture every day like, what? I have to have no app for that. But I remember. Good to have Sister Yaya here. Hallelujah. We were praying for you. Hallelujah. I know what prayer can do. Amen. But I did my best to try to make her happy, because my job was to try to please her. Because I know if I could please her, then she could try to please me. If I could try to serve her, she would try to serve me. And guess what? After 22 years, I still try to do it. And I'm not the greatest at it, but I'm telling you, if we will learn to live for God, not because we have to, not because we're forced to, but because we love Him. If we can learn that, then we can live for God. No matter who does or who doesn't, who stays or who leaves. I thank God that you're here. But I'm not here for you. I'm here for Him because I love Him. And I'm glad you're here because you love Him. Amen. Hosea 4:6 says this: My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Many preachers preach that. Jesus accepts you no matter how you live or what you wear. And that message is 100% true, but it's incomplete. There is so much more. Thank God for those that become a Christian, but thank God for those that live as Christians. Set apart, developing, growing, maturing. You know, I've said it before that we ooh and aah over babies. We look at them, we're like, oh, they're so cute. But you know what? They're really not cute. A lot of you lie. I pray that God doesn't strike you with the lightning bolts. But I look at these babies like, really nothing cute about them. They're burping, they're throwing up, they're constantly messing in their diapers, and you gotta clean the diapers. You know what I'm saying? It may be cute for a month, 2 months, 3 months, but if they're a baby till they're 15 years of age, I'm not changing their diaper anymore, okay? I thank God that we had, and hopefully this isn't recorded, but I used to have the job of being the poop checker. Smelling your diapers to make sure that they were clean. I do not want to do that now. I love my boy, but I'm glad he's no longer a child. I'm glad he's developing. And can I go a step further? I'm glad you're developing. I'm glad you're growing and maturing. That's what living for God is. Set apart the good news of the gospel. And that's what the gospel is. It's good news. The good news of the gospel is that Jesus initially accepts us the way we are, but He will also empower us to become what we ought to be. So we must teach people not only how to profess their faith, but how to practice their faith. Listen, your modest apparel silently tells the world that you live to glorify God and not yourself. This world that we live in, can I tell you, they notice how we dress. They notice what we wear. There were many times in my own daughter's life, she would come home from school and people would constantly ask her, why do you dress the way you dress? Why you always wear a dress? Anybody ever heard that? The world notices what we wear and whose we are and whose are you and who do you dress for and what do you wear, what you do. Who are you trying to please and who are you trying to impress? Can I just tell you, I'm trying to please him. I'm trying to glorify him because I'm made in his own image. I'm created to bring glory to him. And I want the world to know there is something different about me. No, it's not my talk, but it's how I live. It's how I act. It's how I conduct myself. It's how I live. And I pray that where you go, at your job, in your neighborhood, at your schools, wherever you find yourself, I pray that people would stop and say, something's different about you. Because we are a reflection of whose we are. Whether we're a reflection of him or a reflection of him. I want to make sure, Brother Rudy, I'm a reflection of him. So clothing is very significant in Scripture. We may not get to all of them, but we will get to a few. Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. Clothing for modesty's sake was first instituted by God. This was after sin came in the world. Let's find out what happened. And Adam also and his wife, who did the Lord God make what? Coats of skin. And he clothed them. It wasn't God's will for them after sin to walk around in their birthday suits. He said, I'm going to clothe them. Ezekiel 16:39. We will find that nakedness is a mark of shame. Ezekiel 16:39. And I'll also give thee into their hand, and they shall throw down thy eminent place and shall break down thy high places. They shall strip thee also of thy clothes, and shall take thy fair jewels and leave thee naked and bare. Luke 8:27, and when he went forth to the land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils a long time, and guess what? He wore no clothes. That's who he was. That's the product of who he was reflecting. He had no clothes. Neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. Mark 5:15, Jesus was concerned about external covering as well as internal deliverance. Listen to what happens after Jesus takes the demon out of him. This is what transpires. This is how we go from becoming to living, from maturing and growing. This is what happens. And they came to Jesus. And seen him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, what? Sitting and clothed. Somebody shout clothed. And in his right mind. Can I tell you, when God gets done with you, you'll be transformed by the renewing of your mind. My family was big on saying, you are brainwashed. No, I'm not brainwashed. I'm God washed. Because when God gets a hold of you, you'll no longer think the way you used to think. You'll no longer act the way you used to act. You'll no longer speak the way you used to speak. God will change you by the power of renewing your mind. 2 Samuel 14:2, is this okay? Thank you. Clothing is used to indicate a negative spiritual state. And Joab sent to Tekoa and fetched thence a wise woman and said unto her, I pray thee, feign thyself to be a mourner and put on now mourning apparel and anoint not thyself with oil, but be as a woman that had a long time mourned for the dead. There is mourning apparel that you're going to wear. Clothing signifies. Psalms 35:13. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was what? Sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. Psalms 109 verse 18. And he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment. So let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Psalms 109, 29. Let mine adversaries be clothed with what? Shame. And let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. Ezekiel 7, 27. The king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with the desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do unto them after their way, and according to their deserts will I judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Can I tell you also in 1 Timothy 2, 9, that the wearing of proper clothing is commanded by God? That's what it says in 1 Timothy 2, 9. In like manner also, that the women adorn themselves in foolish attire, in seductive attire, in holy attire, in modest attire, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. 1 Peter 3, 3, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold and of putting on of apparel. Clothing does matter. Improper clothing displeases the Lord greatly. Zephaniah 1 verse 8 says, and it shall come to pass in the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes and the king's children and all such as are clothed with strange apparel. Deuteronomy 22, 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertains unto a man. But it doesn't stop there. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are what? An abomination unto the Lord. Is that Abundant Life Center's teaching? Is that just what? No, it's what the Word of God says. I was confronted many years ago, and I've told the story many, many times. Working at Red Lobster, Alfredo was the name. And he asked me, he said, I want to know, is it right or wrong for me to dress up as a drag queen? And I said, Alfredo, it's funny that you would ask that. The whole room was loud and they were talking. But the moment Alfredo spoke up and asked me, the room got silent, and all eyes were on me. And I said, Alfredo, listen, I love you. God loves you. But God did not create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. He created a man to dress like a man and a woman to dress like a woman. And if we don't dress the way we're supposed to dress according to the Word of God, God says you're an abomination unto Him. And if you're an abomination unto Him, I would venture to say you're not going to see Him. You're not going to make it. And everybody laughed and like, ha, 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 ha. Except two. Two people patted me on the back and said, we believe just the way you believe. I said, why don't you speak up? Leaving me out there But I'm going to tell you, we are held accountable by the words we speak. And we better be careful on calling something a blessing when God has called it a curse. We better be careful preaching another gospel than we have heard. We've got to preach what thus saith the word of God. Now we've got to do it out of love. Okay? Can I tell you, God loves a sinner, but he does not love the sin. He loves a drunkard. He loves an adulterer. He loves a homosexual. He loves all the sinners, but he doesn't like the sin. That's why when the woman was caught in the very act of adultery, he didn't say, "Woman, go thy way and keep on sinning. Keep on shacking up." That's not what he said. He said, "Go thy way and sin no more." That is our job. Not to become, but to live. Not to sing our songs and clap our hands, but to make a change. As for me and my house, we gonna serve God. Anybody believe that tonight? Let me hurry. Those improperly dressed were prohibited from the king's presence. Esther chapter 4 verse 2. And came even before the king's gate, for none might enter in the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. You've got to come the right way. Esther 5:1, a change of clothing was required to be in royal presence or in God's presence. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house and against the gate of the house. 2 Samuel 12:20. Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came to the house of the Lord and worshiped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him and he did eat. Clothing was used to indicate the blessing of a king. Esther 6:9. And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of the one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man withal from the king delighted to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. And we knew that Haman thought it was him, but it was Mordecai. And the king says, I'm going to honor him by giving him some nice garments. It does matter what we wear. A king's glory was evidenced by the clothing of his servants. 2 Chronicles 9:4. And the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel, his cupbearer also and their apparel and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. Clothing is indicative of a personal purity. 2 Samuel 13:18. And she had a garment of divers colors upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins' apparel. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her. Clothing is indicative of a repented attitude. Joshua 7:6, and Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening time, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. 2 Chronicles 34:19, and it came to pass when the king had heard the words of the law that he rent his clothes. 2 Chronicles 13:34-27, because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble themselves before God, when thou heardest his words against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest thyself before me, and didst rend thy clothes and weep before me, I have even heard thee, also saith the Lord of hosts. Clothing is used as a type of spirituality. There's so many scriptures there. Psalms 132:16, Psalms 132, 18, Zechariah 3, 4, Proverbs 31, 25, Isaiah 59, 17, Job 29, 14, Psalms 13, 2 through 9, Isaiah 61 and 10, 1 Peter 5 and 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elders. Ye all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. God, let me be clothed in humility. Clothing is the identical mark of the redeemed in eternity. Revelations 4 and 4, Revelations 7 and 9, Revelations 19 and 14, Revelations 19 and 8, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And the apostate spirit of the last days will reject holiness teaching. They will say, that's old fashioned. We don't have to do that anymore. That's under the law. Well, I've been reading a lot about the New Testament. And what we've got to understand is we are a reflection of whose we represent. And I don't want to represent this flesh, because in me dwells no good thing. But in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I want to be a reflection of Jesus Christ. I want people to take notice that we have been with him. Because I challenge you, you are the only Jesus that your friends and your family will ever see. But the apostate spirit of the last days reject holiness teaching. Isaiah 4, 1, and in that day seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel, and only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. Meaning, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to live the way I want to live. I'm going to wear what I want to wear. That's the last day church. It's my way or the highway. And many Christians today, they just want to eat their own bread and have their own interpretation of the word of God. But this bread is polluted and unacceptable to God. It can't be man's way and take what you want and throw out what you don't like. It has to be God's way. His is the only way. Without him, all you do is go through the motions. God help us to understand it's not about me and what I look like. It's all about you and what you look like. I want this world not to see this, but I want the world to see him. 2 Timothy 4:3, I'm finishing. I have so much more. I know, Sister Sissy, we won't get to all of it. But 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come, well, they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall do what? Heap to themselves teaching, having itching ears. Malachi 1:7 says, ye offered polluted bread upon my altar. And ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that they say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And many Christians today want to wear their own apparel, rejecting separation from the world, reproof, holiness, preaching, spiritual authority, and anything that they think is negative. Because anything that goes against their flesh does not make them happy, because they want to appease the appetites of the flesh. But I'm praying that we would learn to seek the face of God, and we'd push down the desires of the flesh. That's why fasting is so vitally important. And as I was praying tonight, I was prodded, I felt by the Spirit, that when we come back from our trip, I'm going to spend some time in prayer and fasting. Before I call the church to prayer and fasting, I'm calling this guy to prayer and fasting. There's a lot of people that'll say, you know what, just do what I say, not as I do. But if you know me, you'll know that I'm not that way. And I've got to learn to walk what I talk. But I feel God prodding me to go deeper in Him. I don't know about you, but our world is in utter chaos. Our world is in a downward spiral, running after all their ideologies, divisions, and all the junk. And if we're not careful, we get wrapped up in all the negative news that we hear. Brother Rudy, I'm praying, God, take me back. Take me back to my first love. Take me back to your feet. Take me back to your presence. Let me push down the appetites of the flesh. Let my spiritual man rise up. Because God, I want to please you. I want to be a reflection of you. I want the world not to see me or hear me or think of me in any fashion or form that I've done anything great. But no, God, I want them to see you and all your glory and everything that you can do. I wonder tonight, I know it's a Wednesday night. I know I've spoken a long time, but I wonder, is there anybody that'll say, God, I just want to draw close to you tonight. God, I just want to please you tonight. I just want to be a reflection of you. I just want to somehow, God, run after you and embrace your words and embrace your teachings and not just become, but God, I want to live the way you live. Oh, would you lift your voice? Would you lift your voice in this house? God, I want to be more like you. I want to be more like you. Come on, why don't you step out from where you are? Let's feel this altar. Let's talk with God. Not because anybody's forcing you to, not because anybody's making you, but because there's a longing in your spirit. There's a longing in your soul that says, God, I just want to go closer. I just want to go deeper. I just want to spend time with you.
Touch my heart, Lord.
Oh God. God, I want more of you. I want more of you, God. I want more of you. Shatarayaya korasi. Draw us closer to you. Oh God. I want to spend some time with you. I want to talk with you. I want to commune with you. I want to hear your voice. I want to please you. I want to be a reflection of you.
Lord, speak through me.
Sharakaya to.
Sharaya.
Oh God, I don't have much, but God, I give it to you. Use me.
Use
me for your glory. Use me for your purpose, God. Not my will, but thy will be done.
You can use anything, Lord. Use me.
Oh, I feel the Spirit calling. I feel the Spirit calling tonight.
Take my hands.
Come a little deeper.
Take my feet.
Stay a little longer.
Touch
bask
my heart,
in my feet.
Lord, speak through me.
You can use me, God. You can use me, God. You can use me, God.
You can use any. You can use anything,
oh, I love you,
Lord. You can use.
I love you today, God. I love you today. I love you today.
Take my hands, Lord. Take my feet.
Take my feet.
Touch my heart, Lord. Speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use.
Oh, sing it one more time. Sing it as your prayer.
If you can use anything, Lord,
you can use
me.
Oh, you can use me, God.
If you can use anything, Lord,
you can use
me.
Hallelujah.
Take my hands, Lord, take my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Hallelujah. You've got to take this message home with you. Don't just learn the motions here, but live them out there. Learn to live it, and God can bless us. Amen. God bless you. Find two or three people. Stay here as long as you like. Love one another.